Joining the show now is Brian Lester of the Navarra Press. Brian, how are you doing today?
Hey, not too bad, Drew. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. So, the football schedules are being released for high school, and I wanted to ask you about the expectations for Navarra. Obviously, you know, the whole metro and suburban split, very interesting. But what are your expectations for the schedule being released? Obviously, this is celebrated with college football as well as the NFL. But what are your expectations with that? And how do you think Navarra is going to fare in the new division? Or how would they have fared even last year if you wanted to look back at last year as well?
I think Navarra, you know, they haven't really served their schedule yet. Obviously with the new district they're in, it's kind of back to the way the old district was, with Pace and Milton and Gulf Breeze and Tate. And I think, you know, Navarra has a great chance of winning that district. I mean, they've always fared well against those teams in the area. And I think with this team, you know, they have a lot of younger guys coming up, a really strong sophomore class, you know, and a lot of freshmen that will be sophomores, you know, next school year. So, you know, some great talent coming up. And I think Navarra's going to have a chance to be a really good football team, probably one of the best teams in the area. And you know, if things go well with the way the high school association set up things with the suburban and metro split, you know, they probably have a shot to make a run at, you know, in the playoffs. But you know, you got to have a lot of things go right. But at least talent-wise on paper, I mean, Navarra is a good shot of, you know, being a very good team this year.
One of the players that the PNJ has got to watch is Eddie Love Jr., a smaller sample size for him this past year, but he was the only freshman to play on either side of the ball. He actually has piqued some interest, including from Florida State, and he's visited there as well. But how important is it for a guy at the wide receiver position, or even Eddie Love just in particular, to be one of the focal points and be that featured guy? Is he going to be that for Navarra over the next few years as he develops from a sophomore this upcoming fall to all the way up until his senior year?
Well, you know, Eddie played running back a little bit last year. You know, he runs 100 meters in track, and he's had a lot of success so far in that, winning his first two races in high school. So he's got a lot of speed. You know, another year, being a year older, I think he's going to have a chance to, you know, really take that lead spot at running back this season, coming season for Navarra. And, you know, the other guy, big guy to watch is Terrence Marshall at receiver. You know, he had a great year this past season. You know, I think Florida State just offered him. More offers are probably going to come his way. So I think, you know, Terrence and Eddie are both going to have, you know, big-time seasons and, you know, be really big players that Navarra's going to count on. And then, of course, Xavier Hamilton is now a four-star recruit. Several SEC schools have offered him. I think Clemson's going to offer him as well. So Xavier coming back this year after spending last year in Andalusia is going to be big for the Raiders as well. So a lot of young talent on that team and the chance to do great things because of that talent.
Yeah, it's not too often that we see true freshmen. I mean, in basketball, you know, we see it sometimes at the high school level where if you're that good, you can be maybe on the bench in varsity and come off the bench, but rarely are you a starter. Obviously, Eddie Love had a little bit of time, and the other players you mentioned have had some more time playing at the varsity level. But when you're a true freshman and you're getting playing time at the varsity level, what exactly do you think that shows to a coaching staff at this level, and even to the college coaches as well? Is that something that you think stands out, that a player has been playing varsity level football or basketball or what have you ever since they were a freshman? How much do you think that stands out?
Yeah, I think it stands out a lot, you know, because I mean, if you can play a varsity sport as a freshman, you've got to be pretty good to do it. And obviously, you know, it shows the talent that, you know, a guy like Eddie Love has, but also, you know, I think shows kind of the fact that, you know, they're not afraid of the big moment, you know, playing on a Friday night under the lights. It's not something that Eddie Love shies away from, you know, or any other freshman that's in that spot. And so it really shows, you know, the kind of mentality those type of players have, and also just the skill level they have, because, you know, if you're playing varsity ball early, you're probably only going to get better from there. And the fact that you get that experience early on is only going to make you a better player because you already know what it's like, you know, having 1 year of doing it.
And I don't think we see this too often anymore, but versatility in sports is something that's very unique. I was a multi-sport athlete in high school, but now it seems like more athletes are suggested at times to pick one sport that they focus their main time on. You've got a story with Derek Percival. I believe that's how you pronounce his last name. If not, then I sincerely apologize for that. Okay, but so with Derek Percival, you know, selected to two All-Star games this year, but explain a little bit to those folks who maybe don't necessarily know his story about being how being a versatile athlete has paid off in his journey of being a high school athlete.
You know, that versatility, you know, being a two-sport athlete, especially the way Derek has been, you know, really both sports benefit him. You know, basketball helps him with football, and football helps him with basketball, you know, with the footwork or just, you know, playing the big games or, you know, just the athleticism you've got to have to be able to do both sports well. And he does do both sports really well. You know, he's not just a starter of football and then, you know, sits to bench in basketball. He's playing a lot of minutes in basketball as a starter. And, you know, he's told me in the past, you know, how much, you know, both sports help him out. I mean, it's a grind at times because, you know, football and basketball, you've got summer workouts in football, but you also have, you know, basketball workouts in the summer. And then in the fall, when you get to late fall, you've got, you know, football season still going on and you still got to get up in the morning and go to basketball practice. So, you know, it really helps with just, you know, adjusting to that grind and, you know, playing two sports and just practicing for both sports and playing them. And I think it also helps with, you know, when you get to college, because, you know, obviously you've got to focus on one sport basically in college, but when you get there, you know, you've gone through the grind of doing two sports and you're used to it. And I think it benefits an athlete from that perspective, you know, because when they get to college, they're ready to go and handling everything that's thrown at them, you know, once they get on a college campus.
Oh yeah. And I think too, that, you know, we just talked about the impact of a true freshman playing, how it impacts the view from a college coach. But even, you know, multi-sport athletes, like we look at some of these guys who are recruited for college football, they're considered athletes. That's all they are. Like, they might be really good, like Eddie Love, in track and field as well as football, or they're like Derek Percival and they play basketball and football, and they're able to they have different areas of their game that help, as you said, Brian. I think that's something that stands out to college coaches still, that, you know, obviously, it's nice to be able to focus on one part of on one sport, but the different sports, obviously, there's different levels on how they impact your athleticism, and being able to play varsity level in multiple sports, I think, can only help you at the next level. I think that is something that a lot of college coaches look for in some of these athletes as well.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it's funny you mentioned that because, I mean, I was talking to a Navarre softball coach, you know, before the season began, and Kelly Hayes played multiple sports at Navarre, and, you know, she's done a great job coaching the softball program. But she's told me, you know, coaches want athletes. You know, they don't want just that kid that's going to play softball or just baseball or just basketball. They want the athletes that are playing, you know, in the fall and playing in the winter and playing in the spring and doing something all the time, because it really gives you, you know, you've got a great athlete, a well-rounded athlete. And, you know, she makes a great point. I mean, having a true athlete is a big difference maker and can, you know, help your program in the long run.
He's Brian Lester of the Navarre Press. Brian, appreciate your time as always. A good insight from you. What is something that you're working on now that people can look forward to next?
Well, you know, we got the Andrews Invitational coming up this Friday with a lot of area teams in it. And so that'll be fun to watch. And that's going to be something I'll be writing about. And, of course, the big game with Pace and Navarre coming up on Friday in softball. You know, Pace was the Final Four team a year ago. So it's going to be a big test for Navarre. But, you know, and obviously a big test for the Patriots, too. And that should be a fun one to write about and cover as well.
Awesome. Well, again, appreciate the time as always, Brian. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, no problem. Thanks, Drew.